96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Today is Veterans Day. It's the day we salute those who have served this country in the armed forces. But so many of our veterans struggle after they leave the service. Well, tonight, we're talking about their quality of life and how to make it better. My guests are Bobette Brown. She is a former U.S. Army paratrooper and author of Be a Water Walker, You Can Defy the Odds. Also joining us on the telephone, Navy Captain Stephen Knight, Director of Outreach for Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. He is out of the U.S. Department of Defense. If you have a question or a comment, if you are a veteran, would love to hear from you. How are you doing after you hang up your uniform? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Bobette, and Captain Knight, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Captain Knight, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Captain Knight, let me first ask you, as you, in your job, you deal specifically with, you know, with veterans and supporting them with jobs and as they return from home and matriculate out of the service. What does today mean to you?
Well, sir, and we've come so far, I think, as we've set up programs to help our service members transition, you know, from the uniform into the civilian world. You know, my 27 years, I've actually gone through a transition program myself where they teach us how to do, resume and interview and put us in touch with companies that have jobs. So I'm very proud of what the Department of Defense has done to help our transitioning service members. Like I told you, I went through 1 week of a transition course myself, after 27 years.
Mm-hmm. So. Bobette, for you, you have, been out of the service now for a while, and certainly you had some struggles. Tell me your story briefly, because you served for quite some time as well.
Yeah, I stayed in for about five years, mm-hmm. a little over 5 years, and a phenomenal experience being in the military, United States Army, and I have no regrets whatsoever. Started in the military right out of college. I went to a year of college. From there, I decided, hey, I don't want to go home. And so my parents couldn't keep me in college, so I decided to join the military. Mm-hmm. That was what I was very familiar with. Grew up in a military family, traveled the world. And so I went through what was very comfortable for me. So I joined the United States Army, decided to jump out of perfectly good planes, going to Fort Benning, going to jump school. And right out of jump school, I decided I wanted to take the experience and go to Germany. Mm-hmm. So I went to Bad Kreuznach, Germany for a while until they told me, you need to come to Fort Bragg and jump out of planes because we've spent some good government money on training you how to jump. So they said, we need you to come here. So I went back, left Bad Kreuznach, Germany, and then came on into Fort Bragg, and that's where I got out of the military from Fort Bragg.
When you got out of the military, how was that transition?
For me, it was seamless. I made a decision a little bit early. I had some extra leave time, had gotten married in October, and I had enough leave saved up. So I actually did not get out officially until December. And by that time, I had moved from North Carolina here, where my husband was. And it was seamless. I didn't have any problems. I'm not sure if it was because it was just so common to me. It was very normal. I'd grown up in the military. I knew the military. It was very familiar. So the transition was very, very easy.
Captain Knight, you hear what Babette is sharing with us. And yet, I'm sure you know that there are many veterans, as they are coming out of the service, no matter what branch, that they do have struggles finding a job, reacclimating themselves to civilian life. Do you have any thoughts about the differences between those who have seamless transitions and those that are really struggling?
I think it's education, just understanding what's out there, what programs are out there. There's programs through the Department of Labor. There's programs at DOD. In my office, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, our boss started the H2H program, the Hero to Hire program. And in the last 4 years, we've placed 25,000 people with jobs. So I think if we can just get the information out to them that there are people there to help you. We have employment coordinators in every state and territory. And if you go to the esgr.mil website and off to the right, you'll see states. And you select on states and you click on whatever state you may live in, there's an employment coordinator that wants to help you. So I encourage you, if you're listening, to actually go to that website and use it.
And that is esgr.mil, esgr.mil. We're talking about veterans transitioning out of the military, their quality of life after they hang up their uniforms. Lines are open if you want to talk about this at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Babette, you wanted to make a comment.
Yeah, I was just thinking about there are programs, and let me just say this. Let me back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I got out in 1988. When I got in 1988, the military the transition process, of course, was much, much different. It looked much different than what it is now.
How so?
Well, the veterans, we didn't have as many programs available for us at that time. And a lot has happened. Of course, we had 9/11. We've had the wars and so on. And I wasn't in combat. So things were a little bit different there. But one thing that I can say, even to veterans, we do have the different programs and resources out there. And we have to be as active, as proactive as well. We play a part. I think sometimes, and this is not the case for everyone, of course, but I'm just speaking from my experience, is there are some great programs out there, but we have to go out there and take advantage of those programs. We can't get weary in well-doing. Just because we hear no the first time or you didn't get a doctor's appointment, you need to keep going back. Don't sit back and complain. It's easy to complain, but you need to go out there, get on the grind. The squeaky wheel is going to get the attention. So there are some programs. Now, of course, I've been able to hear some negatives. Of course, some people are waiting long days, before they're actually able to get the services that they need. And I understand that dynamic as well. But for those veterans like me, even since I've been out, I had a total knee replacement.
Mm-hmm. And why? What happened to your knee?
I had to have a total knee replacement. I tell you, sliced, diced, and stapled and cemented with 22 surgical staples and sent on my merry way to learn how to walk.
But not from jumping out of the planes,
from
right?
From jumping out of the airplanes.
Oh, really?
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Is that where it happened? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
It started, as a matter of fact, when I was in the military because of the boots. One of the things that you might be familiar with jump boots. Mm-hmm. That's right. Those jump boots began to mess and reform my feet. So I actually had to have surgery on my feet. Of course, when you start dealing with your feet, then it starts to affect everything else. It changed my gait.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was out jogging, just going a regular day, and ended up stepping out one day and actually messed up my knee.
Wow.
So I've gone through about 4 different knee surgeries prior to getting the total knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I could either sit back and complain because of what happened, or I could say, okay, I'm not ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do to make my life better? And that's what I had to do. And that meant that I had to have surgery. I didn't want to have surgery, but you know what? I wanted to enjoy life. So I said, there are going to be some things I'm going to take advantage of so that I can have a fulfilled life, because I'm much too young to quit now.
But let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Amber, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Amber. What's on your mind? Amber.
Thanks for comments. Yes, sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm a recently separated vet. I got out in December of last year, so I served 16 years on active duty. And my transition process was pretty smooth. I had some offers lined up, but I think the Army, at least, I was Army vet. I think they have good resources out there. They have a transition center that you can go to about a year before you separate, and I call it ACAP. So they have a lot of good resources. They have job fairs. So I encourage people to go to those.
Mm-hmm.
But my transition process was pretty smooth.
So what are you doing now? Have you found employment? Have you kind of found your place now that you are out of the military?
I have. So I received job offers from the federal government. I decided to go into the civilian sector just because I wanted to do something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So I currently work for one of the hospitals in Maryland.
Okay. Well, Amber, thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your phone call. Captain Knight, we do know the stories, and tonight we're not here to talk about, for example, some of the struggles with the VA. We've spoken about that ad nauseum on this program, I think. But there are some other issues that veterans have, because as Bobette just suggested, we have been in the longest war in American history. We have disabled vets coming back. We have vets coming back with PTSD, and we have vets coming back to domestic situations, broken families, and the like. And so those are the things that really make it difficult to transition. From your perspective, what kinds of things does your office or that you know of in the military that helps veterans who are coming back to these difficult situations?
So the military started the Yellow Ribbon Program, and what it is they have pre-deployment, and then they have post-deployment training where, you know, they talk about the issues that you're talking about. If they're a reservist, you know, and they're going to be leaving their employer, they give them training on the law and what they're required to do. You know, they talk about how to identify possible suicide or PTSD issues. So I think we've done a great job at, you know, prior to deployment, and when they return, you know, at 30, 60, 90 days, that they get to go to these meetings, these events that we set up for them with their spouses. So the spouses get to come to some of them, and they get to talk to the counselors, and they get to talk to the educators. And so I think we've identified issues, like you said, PTSD, where they can get help and reach out. Plus, they're with people that have deployed also, so they get to meet them and talk to them too, which I think helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Vonda, calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I want to tell my daughter, if she's listening in Fort Jackson, South Carolina,
okay,
that I miss her. She joined the Army September 14th. And I'm proud of her.
Well, we should certainly give her that shout out. And it's always good to have that family support, you know, when you first go into any branch of the service. And so certainly, Vonda, I'm sure she could be hearing us because this is on Sirius XM and not just on WHUR. So certainly.
Yeah, we're from Maryland. I miss her and I love her. I miss her, but I'm so proud of her.
Mm-hmm. You, like so many other military families. So, Vonda, thank you so much for your phone call. I'm about to take a break, but before I do, I just want to make sure that our listeners understand that you can find some resources at esgr.mil. That's esgr.mil. And, Bobette, your website, because I'm sure that people want to find out more about you as well.
Yes, you can go to Bobette Brown. That's BOBETTEBrown.com, BobetteBrown.com, and you can get information there, or you can just check me out on social media at Lady Bobette. That's my handle, at Lady Bobette.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to continue this conversation about the quality of life of our veterans when they decide to hang up their uniforms. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Line still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Would love to hear from some vets. We're still taking your calls. We'll be back in just a bit.